This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This viral video, our official one, was when you had to take a shit.
What? Yes!
Yo, I'm telling you right now, our first viral video, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yo, I started acting like I even made a video. Like, if I'm like, yo, I made it, I'm here, and I'm celebrating vacation.
They didn't know what to do. They were so confused because they're like looking at his face and they're like, oh shit, we're in trouble. And then they like took a step back and like looked at what he was wearing. And you could just see them like trying to keep a straight face.
You know, Jaren has this rule. If I'm really pissed off and we're really, really fighting, that means the video is going to go viral.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said.
Yeah!
Let's go. All right, guys. Hey, we got part two of this podcast that we were just doing. Hey, let's get back into it. So we were talking about our very first viral video. You want to go ahead and tell us?
So our very first viral video, our official one, was when you had to take a shit.
What? Yes!
Damn! It's not just a wreck where you gotta take a, like, no, this is when we're driving.
We were driving and he
was
trying to.
The one where you get the goosebumps?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the one where he was driving sideways?
No, it was just driving and he was trying to find a gas station, the nearest gas station. So he went into a KFC. Yeah. He was running, holding his ass, and it got posted on MTV Ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
A couple of months, I would say like 2 months later,
yeah.
The guy from Ridiculousness hit us up and he was like, hey, we want to put your video in our show. So we were like, man, so we coming up. So we were like, hey, let's keep posting videos.
And we just kept doing what we're doing. And then there was another one that boosted us up all the way to like 100-something thousand followers. It was when he fell off Nevaeh's Elsa scooter. He was going really, really fast on a little tiny ass scooter, hauling ass, and he flew in the air. And then he started mumbling like he was whining.
He couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe, and my back was.
And he was like,
Oh my god!
And it was like at 15 million views. Yeah. It was crazy.
Yo, I'm telling you right now, our first viral video, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yo, I started acting like I even made a video. Like, if I'm like, yo, I made it, I'm here, and I'm celebrating vacation.
I did it!
At the time.
50?
Listen, I went to
he's like, Diddy, hit me up, I'm made. Wait, what?
No Diddy.
No.
So I had went to this, it's like what is it called? A community, right?
Yeah.
They have a waterfall, like an actual waterfall that comes out of whatever. It's like a man-made. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. I'm like, this is my first stunt, I'm gonna do it. 50,000, I think I made it. So we go in there and then, you know, I'm like, yeah, what's up, y'all? I don't know where I said, but I'm like, yeah, I made it. I'm out here on vacation. Then whatever, she grabbed the phone. She's like, you didn't make anything. You're out here in front of the highway, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God. It was a freaking street.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Jesus.
The growth back then, like, we started on 2020. 2020?
Yeah.
So we started in 2020. And I remember Kelly made this, the cringiest video about reaching 10,000 followers, right?
It was so bad.
Oh, we did? Yeah.
Wait, hold on. But here's the crazy thing, how growth was back then. Because the platform is not the same. It's not the same.
No, yeah, it's so much harder to grow now.
I feel for whoever is starting right now, because it's not as
easy. Oh, yeah. It's so hard. I can't imagine.
There are comments on her 10,000 follower video with a time that came in 5 minutes after she posted the video.
Yeah.
And he says, but now you're at 20,000.
Yeah.
Within the same day.
Because it was back when you could gain, like, you'd have one video that, like, blew up and you would gain, like, 100,000 followers like that.
I remember his first viral video. And we were, like, so shocked because we were like, what is going on?
Is this your first, second, third video?
This one was, like, the soup.
So,
like,
when we first started, Gabby had a makeup page. It was strictly just makeup being posted. And then she finally started posting.
The glam page. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Everybody, the OGs know that it all started with my makeup, and I used to do makeup lives on Facebook all the time. I grew a support system through Facebook first. Mm-hmm. That's why I will always cherish it, even though they, like, you know, sometimes they can be a little iffy, but, you know, I will always cherish them because we used to go live all the time, and he used to be Spice Girl. He hasn't introduced Spice Girl really to TikTok because a lot of people do, like, the wigs and all that. So we kind of just, like, minimize it, you know, because, you know, some people are going to be like, oh, you're stealing my content or whatever. Like, it's like, you know, it's Spice Girl. He's a ratchet version of a female that just acts very...
Which one is yours called?
Yeah, it's like Geronica. I love doing it, never gets views.
You know, and then we got Becky. And we
I got Becky, Becky, I'm with Becky. And then you're what?
Geronica.
Geronica?
Yeah.
My God.
Before social media, I sold makeup on Facebook, and we would go live and we would do what was called Beauty with Beer.
Yeah.
And so we would do all these things on Facebook where, like, he would do my makeup, or we would, like, pull things out of a fish bowl.
That is such a fucking dope-ass name, though.
So crazy because I used to do all my makeup through there, and I literally was getting PR. I was selling things. I made, like, $33,000 for Foxy Bae and only got $3,000 off of that. So thank you, Foxy Bae. Anyway, what sucks because, like, you know, they did want to work with me again after, when they saw me blowing up, but obviously they turned heads because they didn't want to pay me. So, but that's cool. But when we would go live, he would be in the background with this ratchet wig. Mind you, there's a story behind this wig.
Everything about
there's
Spice Girl.
There's a story
Girl.
Behind this wig.
They've seen the wig.
Yeah, so it's very nappy. It looks like it's been through hell. But he would twerk in the back, of course. That was his signature from day one. He would twerk in the back, dance, and be like, what's up, bitches? And it's
it's a whole character, right? You put that wig on and you go.
As soon as I put the wig on, it's go time.
Hey, what would you do when you would do your makeup when they wanted you to do the makeup for the brands?
Oh, for the brand? Oh, man, I'll be like, what's up, bitch? Y'all wanna do this makeup, bitch? Let's fucking do this makeup, bitch.
Hey, there was a brand actually gave you a discount.
Yeah, she gave me a discount. I got a little mirror to do my little thing, and it said Spice Girl on it. Everything.
Am I the only one that is like super excited to see that?
Do you want to tell the story? Do you want me to tell the story about the story behind the wig?
Okay, the story.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's a good one.
Yes, you have
please,
to.
Please, please.
I just gotta see if I can remember it.
You want me to say it since it's one of your homeboys? Okay, yeah. So one of his homeboys, one of his battle buddies, not gonna say names, one of his battle buddies had an ex-wife. And his ex-wife, they were, of course, a military couple. And very young, you were what, like a PFC? And he was a PFC. And his wife was like one of those wives that, like, did stuff at night, like she was a stripper or whatever, and she used that wig to strip.
So,
that wig was
the wig had mallet.
Yo, this wig. Yeah.
That wig has been touched by different things.
And ever, and he would tell the story to him. He said, you know, my friend was what? She was a stripper.
Everything about Spice Girls is a story. That's why I think he should bring it back out.
I think so too.
And listen,
you know,
I think anybody in the comments, you know, let them know for all the vets that's
y'all spam them. Spice Girl.
Y'all want Spice Girl back?
Let me know.
Tell them. You better start a countdown of when Spice Girl is coming back.
I got you.
That is great.
Spice Girl will make an appearance in 2024. We'll see. Stay tuned.
We got to collab with Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica coming back, baby.
I say the next thing, the next group meeting, whatever, collab, all the men better have...
Hey, you need to plan that. You need to provide this information.
Excuse me, they said they wanted to be in Texas. It's on them.
Yeah, let's go to Austin.
Come to Austin. Let's do it in Austin.
Can we STK this trip? Oh no, the grandparents want to call. We can't STK this.
STK.
Grandparents. Where are the grandparents?
But I.
What?
Where are the grandparents? I don't know.
I'm a papa.
I say all the men.
Get wigs.
It's okay. I can get a family member to stay with them.
You have parents.
Yeah, but see, the way that is
I say
they like to call me.
They like to call
8 o'clock and be like, hey, it's time to pick up the kids.
So what happened? All the men what?
So you have Becky.
I have Becky.
Becky.
Veronica.
I see Becky a lot.
Veronica. Spice Girl.
Spice Girl.
You two.
Where's yours? I know you got one too.
You know what? I named her La Sucia.
La Sucia!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Need to bring out our guys, girls.
The girls are a bit much. You really want this? The girls are a bit much.
No, but I do have. I've been caught on a dress once or twice on our account.
Oh my God, no! When he was on that TV show, and they would put pictures up of like all the contestants, the photo they used was a screenshot from a video of him in a dress. So all these people had like these professional photos listed out for like the NBC show. Oh my. And his was of him in a dress with a headband.
So what's your name?
So it doesn't have a name.
Oh, yeah.
You got a name.
I propose Lucy.
Lucy.
You're Luis.
La Toxica.
La Toxica. Maria.
Maria.
Carmella.
Oh yeah, I'm not
I like Carmella. Carmella.
Luisa. What? Jiraca. What?
Jiraca. Oh, Luisa's good too. Luisa's good.
Luisa.
Is that also like I'm
followers? No, you know what? I think it's gonna be Luisa. I think it's gonna be Luisa.
Veronica. Yeah, our followers named him.
It took a couple of weeks of her to convince me to get into a dress.
Mm-hmm. I had to.
No Diddy here, dog.
You know, I can't believe you kept this to yourself for so long and I didn't know.
Well, I've never knew that you had Facebook and the live.
We started on Facebook. I think that's why I have such a good relationship with them when it comes to like having like a lot of features, because I've been with them since like 2019, where like I literally have so many lives to go back. You can probably find them if you go.
You know what's crazy? Female characters, right?
Right.
Yeah. So one thing, Jimmy can tell you about this. So in Puerto Rico, TV, every male actor has a female character.
Like, you know what's funny? Like,
they all have a female character.
One thing that people talk about is how TV shows, I don't want to say demonize, but some people will take offense that some shows will tell the actor, we want you to dress as a female. And they'll be like, as actors, that that's degrading. But in Puerto Rico, that's part of the culture in actors, because you are literally just portraying a character.
Yeah.
So in Puerto Rico, that is 100% the way it is. If you're a male actor and you're doing a comedy show, you're going to be like, they're going to put you in a wig.
You have a female character.
But I don't feel like that is any, like, I think that's funny. Yeah. Like, I do feel like that's funny when a guy gets a dress. Put on a wig and act like, I think that shit is like mad funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I never think that is degrading.
And you're also like, you're very firm in your math. Like, what does that say? You have confidence and you're
very confident
in like in your masculinity. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of guys like are like, oh, I would never do that. Like, right. That's the, you know, this and this and that. And it's just like, okay, that's you, but we're having fun. And it's just like, some guys are just
really
boring.
It's entertainment. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm all entertainment. Like, you see a lot of like the A-lister actors that do that. Dressing like Big Mama's house or Madea, like that's funny to me. Mm-hmm. To me, it's funny.
He's actually looked up to Tyler Perry's movies.
Tyler Perry's the shows, and that's where I really get Spice Girl from. Really,
Eddie Murphy. Yep.
It's true. Because we have a specific person that says, "Oh, I would never wear that. I'm a man." Da da da.
Oh yeah, I mean,
I would wear the same dress.
Beat your ass.
So he was trying to get on you for wearing a dress? You're like, I beat your ass in the dress?
Yeah. I took your girl and I'm wearing a dress. Let's talk. Bring it up. Let's talk.
You know how the best come.
I have a story. Funny.
White chicks.
I just feel like men.
What'd you say? Oh, beat your
So Kelly and I, we were filming a video one day and I was in a dress.
Oh my God.
And I think one of the kids, or two of the kids, they did something, right? And I went into disciplinary parent mode, like dad mode, while wearing a dress.
Damn.
Oh my God. When you're in a girl,
what type of authority?
My kids did not.
They didn't know what to do. They were so confused because they're like looking at his face and they're like, oh shit, we're in trouble. And then they like took a step back and like looked at what he was wearing. And you could just see them like trying to keep a straight face.
Yeah. Have you guys ever like argued like in mid, like you're recording and you're a female?
While I'm wearing
When he's been a female before, we're arguing. And I'm like, don't be fucking arguing me looking like that.
I'm like,
I'll tell you this. You bring up a good point. Because some people think that we don't go through arguments and bullshit like that. And like we have been in that position that we're filming a video for social media and we're arguing and then we do the video, we gotta act like everything is cool and fine. These fucking bitch, I'm so fucking
those up. Are our best clips.
Yeah, right?
Those are because she's okay. Passionate after that.
So Jaren has this rule. If I'm really pissed off and we're really, really fighting, that means the video is gonna go viral.
Every time.
Isn't that crazy? That is true.
Fight,
it is.
And there was one video where we fought so bad that I was like, this is it. This is the end of our marriage.
and
we had to stop and we had to refilm it the next day because it got so bad. Do you remember the video?
I don't remember, but this happens a lot. So yeah.
It was the video where it was a trend going around where it was like talking about.
Oh, I remember now. I remember.
What is it?
It's about like it was a trend about who does the chores around the house.
Yeah, like who does what. Like, I do the dishes, and then he does this or whatever. And I was like, I do that.
We didn't do that.
She's like, light bulb, I do way more than you.
And Jeremy's like, wait a minute, you're making it sound like I do nothing.
She was.
Like, and you're really pissed. I'm like, I am pissed. I do all this shit. Yeah.
By the way, you guys are not alone. We go through the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. We all go through it because we work together, we live together, we eat together, everything is together. So it's like at that point, you're like, motherfucker, just get the shit right and that's it. That's your fucking heart.
This one right here, she's spicy. And then, but then she's like, all right, 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, so how was your day today? I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, straight up, bro. Straight up, like literally from like pissed off.
I can't do that either. We did a Fashion Nova collab and I did not get to post it because the whole time I was like, you stupid fucking son of a bitch. I can't stand your ass.
Like, there's something
you're gonna
like,
see it in my face.
I can do it, but if I'm like really worked up, I'm like, I can't, I don't even want to do it anymore.
She walks out.
I refuse.
Yeah, she
walks out. That's so funny. That's how he is. He's like, I ain't doing the video. And I'm like, well, fuck you. I don't need you.
She literally will say that.
But you know what? Anna, she's already used to it, right? Because she'll see us doing this shit. But she knows how it ends.
Oscar knows. He's a said.
She knows how it ends. It either ends on Kelly and I getting in the car to go grab a Coke at McDonald's.
Yep.
And he fixes everything. By the time we come back, it's like it never happened.
Coke at McDonald's hits different, I'll tell
it
you.
It hits different. You know, that's our thing. We go grab some food, we get on the car. It always, and we end up laughing that same night, like if nothing happened. And, you know, an hour before, we thought the end of our marriage was there.
when we were still running the brewery, and the brew pub and doing social media, we were like, at that time we were still really, really growing and like popping off. And the brewery was like in its peak right after COVID. Right after COVID, we like went through this, everybody was going out because they were so tired. I'm like, I cannot do the brewery and do social media.
No, she didn't say it like that. She said,
I fucking quit. So yeah. Jaren because Jaren owns the breweries all in his name. All that, and then the social media is in my name.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I quit. I can't manage. I can't do this. I want nothing to do with it anymore. And Jaren's like, if you quit, I quit social media. Which is everything.
Oh, I was serious too.
He knew he couldn't do the brewery without me because I managed the brew pub. I can't do social media without him because we're a couple page.
I will say this, right after that conversation, we decided to close the brewery, for sure. Because we were there, I mean, all the social media money was going towards the brewery to keep it open, and we were like,
yeah. Oh my God, that is called leverage.
All right, guys, hey, that's it for another episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Please tune in next Tuesday, and that is it.
Yeah!